like a bird in prison I dwell. No freedom from my sorrow I fell. Then Jesus came and listened to me, and glory to God, he set me free.
Well,
he set me free.
Yes,
he set me free.
And
he broke the bonds of prison for me. I'm glory bound by Jesus to see. For glory to God, he set me free. Now I am climbing higher each day. Darkness of night has shifted away. My feet are planted on higher ground. And glory to God, I'm homeward bound.
Well,
he set me free. Yes, he set me free. And he broke the bonds of prison for me.
Yeah.
Good morning. Congratulations to you high school graduates. We're proud of you. We pray for you as you pursue the days ahead. We pray that God's blessing would be sure in your lives. And I just want you to know that as your pastor and as your church family, we are so sorry from our hearts that your traditional graduation recognitions have been interrupted because of this virus. God bless you. I'm so sorry for you all that you are having to have a different kind of an experience when it comes to graduation, but we are proud of you and we will continue to pray for you as you move forward. I'd like for you to be praying with us, as Harold mentioned earlier, that God would help us as we move toward the day that we will welcome you back into the church building. We are planning on bringing the church family back on June the 7th, unless something happens that causes us to have to change that plan. That's what we're working toward. And for Wednesday Bible study people, we are planning on coming back on June the 3rd, the first Wednesday in June. We will be having Bible study in the morning and in the evening in the fellowship hall, and we will be social distanced in that area. And once you've gone, once you've attended one Wednesday, you'll get the routine for how we're going to accommodate our church family for those times. And also, sanctuary. Is this mic going in and out?
Yeah.
Okay. When we come back into the sanctuary, Harold will be going over more details next week, but we're going to have two morning services, and we will not be able to re-enter classrooms at that time, so we will just be in the sanctuary and in the fellowship hall for the gatherings that we have, and Harold will be in touch with adult Sunday school teachers, and we have a plan where you all can use the fellowship hall on a scheduled basis so that you can get back to having Sunday school. So we're working toward all of this coming together, and we need you to pray with us and work with us. We're not going to be able to come back to what was normal before the virus. It'll be a while before we get there. But we are doing everything we can to accommodate bringing our church family back together. So there'll be a 9 o'clock service and there'll be a 10:30 service as we start. If we need to add more services to accommodate those who are attending, we will do that. In the beginning, that will be the plan. So Harold will go over more details in the next couple of weeks, and we'll make those available online so that you can see exactly what our plan is. And again, once we've experienced being together under those new conditions, it will become routine after a couple of weeks for everybody. And man, we're all walking in places we've never had to walk before. So Lord, help us as we move toward the future. Let's pray together, and then I'll share the word God's put on my heart today. Lord, thank you for this day, and thank you for the opportunity we have to recognize our high school graduates. Lord, we pray that you would bless them in these days, that you would bless their families. And Lord, as they are moving toward a new beginning, we just pray that your hand would be upon them in a very obvious way. Lord, that you would speak to their hearts and to their minds, and that they might have an assurance from day to day about you working together the plan that you have for them. Lord, we pray for families who have lost loved ones. We ask for your blessing on them. We know these are difficult days to have funeral services, and so we just pray that you'd watch over those who are walking through those realities. Lord, we pray that you would be with those who are planning for weddings in the very near future, and those plans have been altered. We just pray that you would bless, Lord, the couples as they are gathering with their families for these special times. And Lord, just help us all to know that even though things are different, you are with us every step of the way. Lord, may we sense that presence in ways that strengthen us and help us and encourage us. We pray that you would be with your word as it is preached today. Lord, may it accomplish the purposes for which you are sending it. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, my word today is with you graduates in mind in particular. These are exciting times. I know you have looked forward to this day. You have looked forward to the time when you're done with 12 years of formal education as a student in the school system. Some of you go to public schools, others to private schools, but all of you have this history of experiences that you are carrying with you in this time, and there's been a lot of memories come to you during these days, and a lot of apprehensions, and also excitement about what the future holds for you, and God is with you, and God will continue to walk with you as you experience the life that He has given you. I wanted to talk to you about some spiritual things as you move toward college years, toward careers, toward the job market, that God would speak to you today about things that are so very important for you as an individual in your walk with Him. Now, probably, you guys, you can't remember when there was not a computer. I mean, you've grown up in this age of information, and at your fingertips have been all of the resources that you need from day to day for a variety of things in your lives. And from menus at the restaurant to resources for term papers and research papers and all of the other and all of that that's there for your social life. Well, you know too, and probably every one of you have a Bible app. If you have a Bible app on your phone, would you just let me know that? Okay. So I want to encourage you to use that app on a daily basis. It is amazing how, because of the day that we live in, how that you have your Bible with you wherever you go when you have your phone with you. That's an incredible advantage. And you can look up scriptures in any variety of translations. You can go back to the original language with your Bible app and see exactly what that word meant when it was penned in its original writing form. It's amazing the resources you have available to you. But not only do you have your Bible available to you, you have devotional resources available to you that you can download devotional books, and you can change those as often as you like to change them. But at your fingertips are all of these resources to help you to continue in a fresh and vibrant relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, make no mistake about it. Because you have a Bible app doesn't mean you're using it. So what I'm saying is use that app on a daily basis. Connect to God through His Word. Allow Him to speak to your heart and to your mind about the plans that He has for you that stretch far beyond anything that we will know in this lifetime. Well, Brother Ron, why are you choosing this as a topic to encourage us with today? And here's why. If you go back to the Old Testament, you find some verses that speak of a very scary moment in the life of the nation of Israel. In Judges 2, verses 7 through 9, it says, "And the Israelites served the Lord throughout the lifetime of Joshua and the leaders who outlived him, those who had seen all the great things the Lord had done for Israel. Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110. They buried him in the land he had been allocated." So here's the picture. At this particular time in history, Joshua, after Moses, became the leader of the people of God. He was the guy who was responsible for staying in connection with the Lord and for being that spokesperson with the people concerning the will of God for their lives. And it says in these two verses that as long as Joshua was alive, the people walked with the Lord. As a matter of fact, it goes a step further. It says, after Joshua died at the ripe old age of 110, that those who had served with Joshua, who were still in leadership after he was buried, that the people who were under their leadership, who had been under the leadership of Joshua, they too walked with the Lord. And so for years, people were following God and were interested in a personal walk with Him and a relationship with Him. And then it says in verse 10, after that generation died, after that generation who knew Joshua and who knew the leaders who came up under the leadership of Joshua, after that whole generation of people died, I'm talking about scores of years have passed and now they're no longer on the face of the earth. It says, after that generation died, another generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things He had done for Israel. Now, as a result of walking away from a personal relationship with the Lord, here's what happened. Verse 11 of Judges 2. Then the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served other gods. So here's the picture. As long as Joshua was reminding them to continue in a relationship with God, things were going well. I mean, whatever they did, God prospered them in what they did. If they planted crops, God blessed the crops. If they had to become involved in a skirmish with an enemy, God gave them victory over their enemies. Whatever they did, whatever they laid their hand to, God blessed it. And it was obvious that His blessing was resting on them. And then the day came when the blessings flowed so routinely in their lives that they just started taking them for granted. Boy, we took some things for granted before Corona. Am I right? I mean, we just thought life would always be the way it was. And then this came in on us and it changed everything for all of us in ways that go far beyond anything that we would have imagined. Who would have ever thought that in this modern day that we would be out of church for almost 3 months as a church family? I mean, we didn't see it coming. We never realized it could happen this way. There's always been a vaccination. There's always been something that would protect us from the onslaught of viruses and such, and yet here we are. And the people of God had started to take for granted the blessings of God, so much so that they just went on living their lives. And after all of the leadership was gone that had reminded them, acknowledge the Lord, acknowledge the Lord. After those reminders were gone, a generation of people grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things He has done. And I want you to think, you know, we read over a verse like that, and it's like, okay. But I want you to think about the dynamic that is behind a verse like that being written. What has to happen for a generation of people to grow up and they don't know anything about what God has done? They don't know about the parting of the Red Sea. They don't know about the manna that came from heaven. They don't know about the quail that settled on the ground in evening hours. They don't know any of the miracles that God has done through the generations of time. How does that happen? They quit talking about God. They bought into the culture around them. They quit doing the things that had been passed down to them by their moms and dads and grandparents. They just started doing their own thing. They just started buying into all of the popular cultural notions that had sprung up around them. And as they pursued those things, and the way it's expressed here, it says the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord and served other gods. And what that means is they just walked away from the Lord. It's not like they just got up one morning and said, I'm done with God. It's that over time, it was less of God, more of the world, less of God, more of the world, more of the world, more of the world. God? Who's God? And you say, that can't happen. I didn't think it could happen that we'd be out of church for 3 months. It can happen. If we are not diligent about a relationship, that relationship can become a thing of the past. If you don't pay attention to your friendships, those friends will be off in the distance before you realize what's happening. And the Israelites quit talking about God. They quit teaching about God. They quit rehearsing the mighty works that He had done. And a generation grew up that did not acknowledge the Lord, did not remember how His hand had been involved. You've grown up with a spiritual influence in your life. There's no question about that. That's why you're here at church this morning for graduate recognition, because the spiritual side of things has been lifted up in your life by your parents, your grandparents, siblings, aunts, uncles, church family. But you're coming to the place that before long you're going to have households of your own. You're going to have a new level of freedom. You're going to do some things differently. as you become independent young adults. You're going to make some mistakes. We all make mistakes. There are going to be some things that years from now you'll look back and say, ah, I wish I hadn't done that. If you're a human being, you're going to come to the time that you will wish you had handled that differently. That's just a part of life for all of us, regardless of what age level we're at in our journey. But as you are addressing the opportunities that God is giving you, take every opportunity, every advantage you can to acknowledge God in your life. What are the ways that we can do that? Well, one way that I've already mentioned is to read your Bible and to read it every day. You can read a verse. You can read a passage. You can read a chapter. You can sit down and read the book of James in one sitting. And there are a number of Bible books like that you can read in one sitting, if you so choose. But the important thing is, whether you read a verse, or you read a passage, or you read a chapter, or you read a book, read something in God's Word every day of your life. I'm telling you, it will serve you well. I remember years ago reading about a very successful CEO in business who was quick to say that one of the secrets to his success in life was that every day he read one proverb from the Bible. Along with whatever other biblical readings he was doing, every day he would read one proverb from the Bible, the Book of Wisdom. And as he wrote what that meant in his life, he said, I cannot tell you how many times I've had to make a decision. And the decision that I had to make, I had received guidance that very day from reading God's Word. God wants to connect with us. He wants to have a relationship with us. And the Bible is that connecting point that is available for all of us. Read your Bible every day. Talk with God every day. Talk with Him about what's going on in your life. Prayer. Talking with God. Talking, but also listening to what He has to say to us. There's an upsurge of apps that have to do with meditation. Have you noticed that? Calm and all these different apps that are represented. And those apps are saying, take a moment to slow down and live in the moment. Meditation has to do with being still in the presence of our Creator and to receive from His divine energy what only He can bring to our lives. And prayer becomes a part of that practice of meditation and being quiet and talking with God about what's happening in our lives. Stay active in a Bible study. Stay active in church. I've heard people say through the years that their parents made them go to church every week. It was a family routine. We're going to church. And sometimes you didn't want to go to church, but you went to church because mom and dad said, we're going to church. Well, now you're coming to a place in your life that you can decide for yourself. You're going to have to decide for yourself whether or not you're going to go to church at the appointed time. And there will be times when, because of this newfound freedom, you will decide, you know what, I'm going to sleep in today. I get that. I lived that when I was in college. There were Sundays that I decided I was going to sleep in. I wasn't going to study. I wasn't going to go to church. I was just going to stay in bed for the morning. I understand that. But somewhere along the way, in your newfound existence beyond high school, you're going to have to decide for yourself, how is God wanting you to plug into this community we know as the church? People who have come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, who care about what He wants in our lives, and together we support one another in that venture of being who God has created us to be. We need that. And again, during this time of being apart, I think we understand in new ways how much we need being together. It was another thing we kind of took for granted. And now, because it's been taken away from us, we understand how important it is, how essential it is to our lives. A generation grew up who did not acknowledge the Lord or remember the mighty things he had done because they quit talking about him. They quit reading about him. They quit following him in their lives. They quit caring about what he had shown them to be the truth about our existence. And as they drifted away from the Lord, here's what the Bible says in Judges 3:15. Whenever Israel went out to fight, the hand of the Lord was against them to defeat them, just as he had sworn to them. They were in great distress. If I leave God out of my life, and I no longer acknowledge him as the creator and the redeemer of my existence, it's just a matter of time until I will find myself in great distress. So my word to you graduates, as your pastor, is remember God. Wherever you go, whatever you do, pursue your relationship with him for yourself. Not because you have to, not because mom and dad do, not because your grandparents do, not because your aunt and uncle does, but pursue him for yourself because you know in your heart that he has great things for you. Acknowledge him, worship him, listen to him, love him, obey him, enjoy the life he has given you. There grew up a generation after Joshua, who did not acknowledge the Lord nor remember the mighty things he had done. May that never be a statement that can be written about your life. Father, this morning, we thank you for the many ways that you reach into our lives to make yourself known. We thank you, Lord, for these graduates and that they have grown up in homes where moms and dads have cared about the spiritual side of their existence. And Lord, there comes a time when we graduate to a place in life where it's our responsibility to care about our own spiritual well-being. And so I pray, Lord, that you would impress upon the hearts of these graduates today and in the days to come how much you love them and how much you want to bless them. But the Lord, it is a personal choice for all of us as to whether or not we will acknowledge you and obey you and follow you in life. Lord, when we stay in a healthy relationship with you, the blessings flow beyond what we thought possible. Manifold blessings, we call it. Lord, I pray that we would be the people who acknowledge you in everything from day to day, that you might lovingly pour out in our lives that which you want to bring to us. I thank you for these graduates. I thank you for the plans you have for them. And I pray, God, that you would bless them in their ventures and that your name would be exalted in them as they live their lives for you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.